Let me give you some specific sins that gambling is built on. If you eliminate these sins, gambling doesn't exist. Here they are, and I'll give you several. Number one, gambling is built on the sin of materialism. The whole appeal of gambling is that you can get rich, that you need more material things. 1 Timothy 6:10, the love of money is the root of what? All kinds of evil. The love of money is just another phrase for materialism. And gambling is built on the love of money. Win money, win money, win money. That's all you hear. It's the whole thing. It appeals to the materialistic lust. Secondly, it is built on the sin of greed. It is built on the idea that whatever you have is not enough. It appeals to greed with outrageous prizes. Outrageous prizes. You know, the truth of the matter is, I often ask myself why they can't spread that stuff out among a lot more people. And the answer is because they couldn't make the appeal. They know that in the marketing strategy. They couldn't make the appeal if they didn't make the prize staggeringly outrageous. But it appeals to greed with its outrageous prizes. And the Bible has so much to say about greed. Proverbs talks so repeatedly about what happens to greedy people. Jesus talked about what happens to greedy people in Luke chapter 12, just mentioning, I think it's verse 15, if I remember right. Luke 12, 15 says, "Beware and be on your guard against every form of greed, for not even when one has an abundance does his life consist of his possessions." I mean, avoid greed, because even when you get what you've been greedy for, you haven't got anything. Thirdly, gambling is built on the sin of materialism, greed, and discontent. Discontent. You don't have enough. There's a lot more. It's the very opposite of Philippians 4:11, where Paul says, "Not that I speak from want, I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am, for I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I've learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me." Paul says, if I have it, I have it. If I don't have it, I don't have it, and that's fine. In either case, whatever God chooses to give me is enough. I will not be discontent. Gambling is predicated on discontent. And fourthly, gambling is built on exploitation. You have to understand this, folks. For every winner, there are millions of losers who have been exploited, who have been sucked in to the marketing scheme and turned into victims. They couldn't do it any better if they walked up and down the street with guns and held people up and took money out of their wallets. If they knocked on every door and said, "Give me your $10, give me $20, give me $50, give me $100, whatever it is. I mean, it wouldn't be any less robbery. It is a violation. Some writers say of the Eighth Commandment, "Thou shalt not steal," because it takes money away. It is a subtle form of thievery and exploits the poor. You can read James 5 about how God feels about the rich who exploit the poor. Furthermore, gambling is predicated on this lust, this lazy lust for entertainment. For some people, gambling is a high, it's a fix, it's a ride, and they're lazy. Rather than work, they want this form of entertainment, which gives them a rush and a high. So it's sort of a combination of a lust for the thrill and laziness. Read starting in Proverbs chapter 6, chapter 13, 15, 21, 24. Read everywhere you find the sluggard mentioned, the lazy person, and you'll begin to see what God says about the lazy person who tends toward poverty, who is the brother of the one who brings death. Gambling is built on the sins of materialism, greed, discontent, exploitation, and laziness, lust for entertainment. I would say further, it is built on the sin of distrusting God. Distrusting God. You know what? Put it another way. You know what I believe? I believe God knows what I need, and I believe that God will provide what I need. Do you believe that? My God shall supply what? All your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I trust in God's provision for me that I can earn through work, through savings, through wise investments, through reasonable risk. That's part of life. But I will not distrust, I will not demean what God has provided for me by being driven by greed and lust for more in an illegitimate attempt to gain what God hasn't provided. And then, as we've said, it is built on the sin of disdain for work and careful planning. It appeals to people who just want a quick track to wealth. Another thing I would mention, gambling is built on the sin of irresponsible stewardship. The sin of irresponsible stewardship. You know, you have to be careful even in laying up treasures on earth, right? Where moth and rust comes in and thieves break through and steal. You have to be very careful about that because where your treasure is, your heart is also. You want to lay up your treasure in heaven. There are some things in this life you can have and can enjoy, and God's given us all things richly to enjoy. But all of it should bring glory and honor to God. And throwing it away in an appeal to sheer chance brings Him no glory. It is an irresponsible act of stewardship with God's provision. And there's much about that in the New Testament, about being a good steward. Another sin that it's built on is a failure to meet the needs of family. Divorce rates are high. Family breakup is high among gamblers because they squander all the family's resources. In some ways, they're worse than alcoholics. Children don't have the food. The wife doesn't have what she needs to run the household. And then the children sometimes turn to crime. The daughters are turned into prostitutes to get the money to pay the bills, to gamble more money in the hope that the ship will come in. It's predicated on irresponsible family leadership. If a man doesn't take care of his family, he's worse than an unbeliever, right? 1 Timothy 5:8. And it's built on the sin of not loving your neighbor. If you have some extra, give it to somebody who needs it. Don't throw it away in some appeal to chance. It's built on a failure to give to others generously. If you really love your neighbor, you're going to give him what he needs. If you see your neighbor have a need, give him what he needs. Look not on your own things, but on the things of others. Gambling exploits the needy. Gambling always corrupts. It just brings in a wave, a sea of corruption. And we're in the middle of it right now.